to Afghanistan now, where at least 19 people have been killed after a suicide bomber targeted an education centre in Kabul. Students were taking part in a test to prepare for their university entrance exams. The attack happened in an area of the capital where many people from the Hazara minority live. Hazaras are predominantly Shia Muslim group and they're often targeted because of their race and religious practices. For more on this, let's bring in Lutfullah Sherzai, who joins us from Kabul. He's on the phone. What more do we know about what happened?
The explosion happened around 7:30 Kabul time in an educational centre in Dasht-e-Barchi, which is a Hazara minority place area. Mostly Hazaras go to this educational centre. This happened when the students were going for a Concord examination mock test, which is a university or college entry test. According to eyewitnesses, the suicide attacker first killed the guard in front of the educational center and then went inside and detonated his explosives. According to Khaled Zadran, the spokesperson of Kabul Police Department, the number of casualties are around 19, and 27 others were injured in this suicide attack.
Lutfullah, has anyone claimed responsibility yet?
Not yet. None of the groups have claimed any responsibility of this attack on the Hazara minority.
All right. Thank you very much for the update, Lutfullah Sherzai, who is joining us on the phone from Kabul. Let's bring in Faiz Zaland from Kabul now. He's a professor of political science at Kabul University. Faiz, thanks so much for being on the program. What's the current security situation across Afghanistan at the moment?
Thanks for having me. The security situation across Afghanistan is slowly and rapidly deteriorating. Things are not getting as it was planned and expected from the takeover of Taliban over the country. We see and we witness small skirmishes around the country, specifically in north of Kabul and north of Afghanistan and in central Afghanistan. Today's blast was a heinous act of terrorism, and it was considered one of the deadliest in past few weeks. In past 1 year, I think we had several such attacks where minorities, religious different groups were attacked, and also target killing we have been witnessing. There are so many prominent religious scholars from different religious groups have been targeted. In total, we can say that Afghanistan is collapsing once again through its very dire economic, political and security situations.
So what you're saying is that there has been a significant rise in attacks targeting Shia and other minorities since the Taliban took power more than a year ago?
Let's not simplify. It's not only the Shia minority. There are attacks on different groups of Afghanistan. Even Taliban themselves have been targeted. Their prominent scholars have been killed in past few months. Sheikh Rahimullah, who was a prominent Taliban religious scholar, he was targeted. And recently, last Friday, there was a blast in front of Wazir Akbar Khan Mosque, where many Taliban and ordinary people, they go for Friday prayers, and it is fully Sunni mosque. It, no Shia minorities were targeted last Friday. So it is some kind of general insecurity incidents since the Taliban have taken over, as they do not have the capacity of counter-terrorism, counter-insurgency. They have been transitioning themselves from being military to a government power, so it may take time to take control fully of the security apparatus.
Looking at this specific incident today, it was in an area where a lot of Hazara minority live. Why would they be the target of an attack like this?
It is very unfortunate, I think, for the past many years, on these specific occasions where the entry exams have been taken place, such schools, such training areas have been targeted by suicide attacks. In the past many years, such attacks were taken responsibility by the ISIS, and they have claimed blowing such areas. Same trend. It seems the same kind of attack which has happened in past few years. And it is very unfortunate that you are losing our very bright minds, specifically children and kids, in such attacks.
Indeed, that's yes, a very good point to make. All right, thank you very much, Faiz Zaland, a professor of political science at Kabul University. Thank you.